Next, I believe we can read items 603 and 604 together, but we should vote on them separately, but we can read them together.
Okay. I thought we were going to do the
emergency items. I'm sorry, you're right. Commissioner Udaly is right. Let's hold off for just a moment and get to the consent agenda items that were pulled that are emergencies, because I want to get Commissioner Udaly's vote prior to her departure. Could you please call item 585?
Authorize application to the Department of Homeland Security Urban Area Security Initiative Grant Program for a grant in the amount of $2,500,000 to enhance emergency preparedness through planning, training, and equipping of emergency responders in the Portland urban area.
Colleagues, the purpose of this legislation is to authorize application for the fiscal year 2018 Urban Areas Security Initiative, otherwise known as UASI, grant from the Department of Homeland Security through the Oregon Military Department Office of Emergency Management. This is important because the grant funds will be used to help strengthen the regions, and that includes the Port of Portland, TriMet, Multnomah, Clackamas, Washington, and Columbia counties in Oregon and Clark County in Washington, to increase their capabilities in preparing for, mitigating, and responding to wide-scale emergencies and disasters. Think earthquake. The Department of Homeland Security has designated the Portland metropolitan region as the core urban area in the state of Oregon. The Portland urban area encompasses Clackamas, Columbia, Multnomah, and Washington counties and Clark County. It's funny I said that twice. The City of Portland has applied for and received Department of Homeland Security UASI grant funds since 2003 and works through regional partners through the Regional Disaster Preparedness Organization, the RDPO, to coordinate, plan, and execute trainings and exercises and procure equipment to respond to and recover from natural disasters and potential acts of terrorism. There is no match requirement at the local level for this grant. The Portland Urban Areas UASI funds are strategically aimed at building and maintaining a wide range of all hazard capabilities and are distributed through a rigorous process that includes dozens of jurisdictions and disciplines in the areas of public safety, emergency management, public health, and public works. Anything I missed?
Good morning, and no, I couldn't have said it better myself. That was spot on.
And name for the record, just so everybody knows.
Mike Phillips, Portland Bureau of Emergency Management.
And Mike, I want to thank you and your colleagues. There was question as to whether the UASI grants would be forthcoming or not. And I want to thank you and your colleagues for their continued advocacy at the federal level to make sure that regions all around the country, including ours, continue to get the funding we need to be prepared for a wide-scale emergency. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Mimi Gurman pulled this.
Come on up. 3 minutes, name for the record. And good morning.
Good morning. I know what the grant is supposed to be for. My concern taking money and continuing to take money from the Department of Homeland Security is one that affects me directly and affects all of my friends who are activists in Portland, affects the immigrant community in Portland and the migrant community in Portland, because what I see, especially since Occupy, is the ever-present Department of Homeland Security out on the streets along with our cops. And what I know directly is from them, which is they can do whatever they want. They don't have to show us a name. They don't have to tell us anything. They can arrest us. Nobody can know about it. They can take us to wherever they want. This is direct back and forth comment conversation that I've had with DHS people on the street. And again, I understand what this money is supposed to go for, but what I don't know is where is the transparency and the access that a person like myself and many other people in the community, including Alma from this morning, we were talking about this because it affects so many different communities. Where is the access and transparency for us to know that the money that you are receiving from Homeland Security is actually going to that? What I know, again, starting from Occupy, is that all of a sudden during Occupy across the U.S., but especially in Portland, is all of a sudden we had all new gear coming in for the riot cops, new vehicles coming in that were different from any that we had ever seen before. And they were, it was, you know, the feds brought it in. Jeff Sessions was here. What did he actually say? You know, keep support. We'll let you have your so-called sanctuary city if you allow us to do what we do here without any pushback. I don't know. So I'm just saying that there is a great lack of transparency for somebody like myself and other people in the community to know where that money is going to. And maybe it's not so. Maybe the lack of transparency is only, you know, what I'm thinking, but it actually exists somewhere. I don't know what that trail is, but I know that asking to continue to receive money from a department that was created on the false premise that we were invaded by a foreign country in New York City and a few other places, that's where the Department of Homeland Security came from. Yet we acknowledge it as a real entity from which we can use, you know, as a bank. And I don't like the betting. I don't like them as a partner. And I'm saying that while I understand what the money is supposed to go for, I don't know that that's what the money is going to. And how much of that money is actually going to hurt me and my brothers and sisters on the street, whether it's in the black community, the houseless community, the migrant immigrant community, anything, the Muslim community.
Very good. I don't know if you have a response to that in terms of how the decisions are made about the distribution of the funds and the accountability.
I do, Mayor. First, the money comes from FEMA, which was an organization, an independent federal agency prior to the creation of Department of Homeland Security. In particular, the UASI grant started, was revised after 9/11. They provide three key points, federal requirements, in order for us to qualify, which falls under economic recovery, housing, and then cultural and community resilience. And based on that, the Regional Disaster Preparedness Organization has several justification criteria which matches the federal requirements. And within that organization, there are several committees that vet the projects submitted by the member counties. They're vetted and they're scored based on that criteria. And once the committee approves it, it is then submitted up with the application. So there are several levels of approval and review prior to the projects getting funded. Once the projects are funded, there is a federal, state, and local requirement to audit and monitor those projects. And in my experience since 2003, no project that's been submitted has ever not been funded by the federal government.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Fish, did you have a question? Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaley?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.